hey, what if my friends heard the show? And he made the joke after, oh, by the way, yeah, thanks, Mike, for Mad Mike, for throwing me under the bus, but my buddy made a joke, yo. It's time that me and Betsy make a sex tape, yo. I've got to reassert my manhood now, you know. But that was a fun show last night. I've never actually listened to the show in its entirety, quite frankly. But, you know what, I think what makes it is the chat room. Like, that's what makes the experience, as far as the show goes. But, you know, hey, thanks for putting me over, too, Sorg. Like, you know, it's funny, this is how my life is going. You know, you put me over, said I know a lot about the indies. Quite frankly, half of the damn shows that run, I wonder how they even happen in the first place, because I just don't understand it. I mean, from a business standpoint, I mean, you know, people are pouring money into these things, and there's not even a chance in hell of them making their money back, let alone making a profit. And, you know, same thing, man. You know, I'm a Unitarian Universalist, and in my church, man, everybody loves me right now. I'm actually starting as a worship associate this Sunday. You know, in the spring, I'm going to be doing my first sermon under the supervisory of a bunch of elders. And everybody's telling me, oh, this is great, man. You need to be doing this. You're natural, yada, yada, yada. And it's like, all I'm thinking is, God, I hope I don't make an ass out of myself. But anyway, enough rambling. Time to get... No, that's not rambling, damn it. That's from the heart. But as far as the indie wrestling goes, man, I am psyched for PWO this weekend. And I'll tell you what, man. I'm going to get on another topic. Here's a guest that I'd love to see you put on the show. I'd love to see what he's got. He's a guy that I have not seen much of his matches, but I've seen a lot of promos of him. Samuel Elias. I think you should put him on the show. And, you know, let's see if he has any chops. I want to see that because, like, everybody bitches and bitches and bitches about his promos. Of course, they're all, you know, it's in the indie board. But, you know, they are getting better. And, you know what? It's entertaining. And, you know, one of the things I wish you would have... I asked about specific guys and you didn't get to those questions. I would have loved to have heard Johnny's answer. You know, but about the young guys coming up. And, you know, I was thinking about this. Who are the young guys coming up? Okay, when you put these on the website, Sorg, you need to give me some sci-fi music now. Especially with my last call. But anyway, you know, so getting back to the topics of the young guys. One of the things I'm curious about is, you know, with PWO, you know, a lot of these young guys are getting, like, Bobby Beverly. I definitely think it says something about the guy's talent that, you know, it was supposed to be sexual harassment in arrow form. Sexual harassment can't be there. Beverly's going for the PWO belt with Gargano. Chronica is, you know, produces the TV show for PWO. You know, instead of leaving them to their duties, they're putting more on their plates, and they're having them team as the franchise players to take on arrow form. Now, there's a whole bunch of local talent that, you know, CWE could use to fill that spot. And I'm not going to say their names, so I'm not trying to embarrass them or, you know, get a jab in or anything, but I think it says a hell of a lot about Beverly and Chronica that CWE's putting more on their plate and having them carry the load for them, too. And another thing I'm excited about, you know, so who is actually watching PWO from the Mayhem show? Because, you know what, I've only seen one clip of Crimson. You know, and I'm not going to say what veteran he is because you guys may not know, but... Damn it, it's interesting. I mean, I think it's cool. And I'll tell you what, the rest of the matches for the show were announced. I want to see Aaron Draven versus Nate Mattson. I mean, I think that's going to kick ass. You know, and some others. I'm curious to see Sex Appeal. You know, although that girl, man, that Dawn Decadence, she looks like she's 15, man. You know, just because you got cleavage does not make everything all right. But, well, No, I'll say my, I've said my piece, and I'm going to let you go. The interview with Gargano was good. You know what, why didn't you just keep him on for longer? I thought you missed out on a lot of good questions, although some of them were probably, but you know what I found interesting was Gargano picked up on stuff. You would just ask a little line, and he would fill everything out, and a lot of it was what I was asked, what you didn't say that I was asking anyway. Like, UWA Hardcore, I specifically put in that he missed, UWA's last show to go for Ring of Honor. And I asked everything he talked about on his own. Went to PWO, CWE last night, fun indie show. I find it interesting the only wrestler who did double duty was Marion Fontaine out of, and that was a long show. It started at like 10 after 5. It ended like 9:40 or so. Yeah, long. Your boy Ryan Mitchell was on. He wrestled Lince. And it's funny because I saw him in July with Scotty Gash. And it was, at least from a crowd reaction, like from a technical standpoint, it was better than the other matches that had low crowd reaction. But it had the lowest crowd response of the entire show in July. I remember thinking, why would the promoter lie for this guy? And then last night, it's like, I get it now. But, because that is a kick-ass match. And what was great about it was I was sitting next to two dyed-in-the-wool smart marks. Nash and his boy Surf from Cleveland. And, it almost felt like I was defending the honor of the indie boys. Like, Surf is just vicious, and he, like, hates facade. He's like, he's a professional spot blower. And he said something like, I wish it were just a three-way and stuff like that. And, I was like, man, I'll bet you, what are you going to bet the facade won't blow a spot? And, I really rubbed it in at the end of the night. Like, he didn't blow one spot, did he? Huh? Yeah, he improved and you're still you. And, finally, towards the end, like, for the last match, I just went off, wanted to talk to somebody else and just be in peace. And that was Gargano and Beverly. My buddy Ted has gone to more PWO shows than I have, and the way PWO is, their tapings are just so long, there's just a breaking point where the fans either leave or they just don't pay attention to the matches and just talk. I liked the Crimson thing. I'm not going to ruin it for the few who may not know who he is, but he's a wrestler with a revamped gimmick, and, he was doing the Great Muta spitting mist thing, but I thought it was cool. He beat the hell out it was funny because it was a family show, and Crimson wrestled Ben Fruth. And he was, this guy said he's long bangs and looks emo and was wearing a pink top, and somebody was trying to start a faggot chant. But, it was a family-friendly show, and somebody stopped him. And that was just funny. But, the crowd seemed to be digging that. I already put over your boy Mitchell. CWE, that was the best show they've ever been a part of. Like, I told one of the promoters, you just need to do this, like, 3 or 4 times a year. Now, there is a dispute on the draw. Because I just took it at, I didn't do a head count because it wasn't a situation with the AIW guys where they'll just throw out these numbers and I think, like, there's no way it was this. So the next time I go, I count the heads. This, it looked, the way they had it set up, they went towards, one of the walls. And, they had it so it looked pretty packed. As long as you were looking towards that one side. And if you didn't, you realized how cavernous the building was. But, I thought at first there were like 300 people there. And then someone else on the indie board said like 125. And, I'm trying to think now because I didn't do a head count. But you know, it was probably, I'll say this, it was the best draw CWE's ever had. As far as matches, you know what, one of my favorites was Benny Boone and Bane. And you know what, Benny Boone won. I wonder if he collects the $10,000 bounty. And, you know, another one, good CWE match, and, you know, I don't think I'd be saying this considering how high my standards are said to be, but, you know, Rosa and Nikki Valentino, you know, they're now bromance.